The YourSportsEdge.com Fall Sports Preview continues on with the entire team. Here's Tom Rogers.
And it is the YourSportsEdge.com Fall Sports Preview. First time we've done this, and first of 2 weeks. We'll be back again next week talking about football. This week we're talking about everything else but football, and the one sport that is actually already getting underway, and that got underway quickly, and we saw a lot of it with these kids playing on the other tours this summer, high school golf, and we are rolling. In fact, all A regionals have been held, and they're ready for all A state. Mr. Brown?
Yeah, golf got the okay to go, and you know, the OG joke is that if you've ever played golf with me or anybody else, golf proves to be the most socially distanced sport because I'm usually in the woods looking for a golf ball. But they got going early with the summer series, Bluegrass Tour, Kentucky PGA Ghost Series. I think that was probably the best thing that could have happened. It got a lot of those kids out and doing things that they would have been doing anyway. They would have been playing golf regardless, whether it's organized or not. And I think that that has really carried over into the high school season. And we've seen some phenomenal efforts and some fantastic scores. But, you know, Todd, as a golfer, I still say the smartest thing the KHSAA ever did was move golf to the fall, where you can play all summer long, work on your game, and then go right into the fall season. And we're starting to see that, especially with some of these inexperienced golfers. Like, I'll use Caldwell County as an example. You know, they've got an inexperienced team, but they've got some good golfers. And so by playing the whole summer, they take right off when the season starts.
Yeah, Caldwell County's got some young kids. Most of them are sophomores or younger. Probably not going to challenge this season, but you're right. We've seen an improvement in those kids just from where we started covering them 3 or 4 months ago. When,
right.
You know, when we finally got the okay to get back out on the course and have some sports, and they're getting better. But, you know, we've had a chance to see a lot of golf the last several months. And I think as a whole, just people in this area, the kids are getting better.
You know, Josh, we've talked about this. You know, when we go out and shoot our video, it's like fishing. You know, some days you're going to get a basket full of video, and then there's some days, you know, you come home with a sardine or two, you know, just because it's the luck of the draw. It's where you're at, and it's not necessarily the golfers you're shooting. It's just the luck of the draw. You know, every time, you know, hey, you just missed my chip in. Well, of course I just missed it, you know, because I was somewhere else. But I'll say this, we've gotten a lot of good Max's Moment shots from girls golf this year. The quality of the girls golf this year is much better than it has been as recently as last year.
Absolutely. I can think of quite a few shots where they're chipping on and getting it right there by the cup. And it's been impressive to watch, you know. And those girls, you see them getting better, not year to year, but week to week. And it's been great to watch.
Region 1, of course, Marshall County appears to be the favorite in both boys and girls. Jay Nemo is the defending state champion, and he's been taking his scores into the 60s on a consistent basis.
I was going to say 70 is a bad day for that guy.
Yeah,
I think he's had a couple of 70s this year, but that's not his best.
He shot an even par and just stalked off the course one day. I'm like, man, that's even par. Of course, you know, he's committed to play to Mississippi State, so, I mean, he's got a lot on the line. But they've got some other golfers there as well. They've got that big rivalry with St. Mary. It's either going to be Marshall or St. Mary. The way that the qualifications are done this year, last year was the first year of the one team and seven individuals from each region. So while Marshall County and St. Mary may be the favorite, you've got Trigg County that could come close, but maybe get two golfers in there to qualify. McCracken County has been putting together some solid scores of late, but you know, right now, as far as Region 1 goes, from what I've seen, I think Marshall County and St. Mary are head and shoulders.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, golf has so many different challenges, though, that, you know, one bad hole at a regional tournament can cost you. We saw at the All-A Classic Regional, the weather can have a big impact. I tell you what, if we have a rainy day at the regional tournament at the end of the year, I like some of those kids from the All-A to, you know, to do well because they've gone through that
now. Yeah, they had hands-on experience with that. Of course, the Murray Golf and Country Club is going to host the boys region this year. Girls region, man, Marshall County, and there's not a senior on that team. Any one of three girls can shoot under par and lead that team on any given day. And if those three girls are on their game at the state tournament at Bowling Green, Marshall County will win that going away, without a doubt. Now, the thing is, you got to get Savannah Howell, Trinity Beth, and Megan Herter all, you know, on their A game. But, man, I covered that Greenwood tournament, and they were throwing darts on those par three holes. I mean, they were putting tee shots right up next to the hole.
Does Trinity Beth have anything but an all-A game? An A game?
Yeah, well, again, it's like Nemo. I mean, she may shoot a couple over and have a bad, it's a bad day, and it's like, holy cow. But,
and she's what, seventh grade?
Seventh grade, man. She's impressive. And of course, you know, Catherine Brown, who's been battling a little bit of an injury here lately, but she's back. She's ready to go. Ellie Roof at St. Mary is one that can challenge. Mary Browder Howe from Murray is another one. Again, the girls' golf for Region 1 is impressive. Region 2, which covers Christian County and Hoptown. Hoptown's got a young team. Eighth grader Kate Blaine. She has a shot at qualifying for the state tournament this year. Hoptown is hoping they could get a score low enough to be in contention for a region title. They may be a year away from that because, again, they don't have any seniors on their team. But if they can get a golfer or two qualify for the state tournament, that would be huge for them. UHA's got three golfers, the Lindsay sisters. I thought the Brown twins were competitive. Those boys would wake up, say, be first in the shower, first on the bus, first to the dinner table, first to make me mad. I mean, they're a competitive duo. The Lindsay sisters are two of the more competitive siblings I've seen. And that's good because it drives them during a match.
One thing, and one of you guys might want to clarify, for those who are more casual high school sports fans than we are, per se, when we talk about region and golf, it's not the same as any other sport we'll talk about.
Right. Yeah, it's split geographically. Trigg County and Caldwell County West is Region 1, and then Hopkinsville, Madisonville, Webster, and Henderson East, you know, and then east a little bit is Region 2. So it's not the same as the basketball districts or the baseball districts that we're used to. But, and of course, Hopkinsville, the country club, is hosting their region tournaments, which favors those golfers. Christian County's girls have got some young golfers. Giles Wyatt, you know, we get back to the Region 2 boys. You know, you've got three seniors. Each school has one senior. Christian County has Micah Smith. Hoptown has James Foles, UHA has Giles White. All three seniors. Hoptown, they're thinking they've got a shot at region title. And if their guys come in and play well on their home course, they do have a shot at it.
Well, and let's not forget, we actually have a third region in golf in our coverage area, right? Because Todd County Central's in yet another region with Jace Hampton and Jace Paul Hampton and his crew.
Yeah, they were at the All-A yesterday, and they weren't real happy with how they played, but you know, they're all sophomores. I mean, they're going to be there for a couple of years, and they know this, and so they're kind of building to that.
We'll come back at the end and talk about our predictions for the golf season, but we have our first state event coming up in golf 2 weeks.
Yeah,
with the All-A State Champ
at Richmond, and so yeah.
I know we wanted to touch on real quick, as we're, you know, since golf is so far underway, it's really not a preview of golf. Wanted to touch real quickly on Cullen and what the loss of him meant, not just to the UK community, but to the golf community in this end of the state. And I mean, he was one of those kids that just touched a lot of people, made a lot of people laugh.
It didn't matter if you talk to a high school kid or a parent or a college golfer or a pro golfer, or the girl in the deli at the grocery store, or the math teacher at the high school, everybody liked him. I mean, you never heard anyone speak bad of him. And, you know, Josh, you got introduced to him, and you're gonna have to talk about this. I covered Region 2 that day, but that par save at the Region tournament 3 years ago that allowed him to go into, you know, to the playoff and win, I mean, holy cow, what a shot.
Yeah. Everybody was impressed, Buck Cullen. You know, yeah. it was absolutely incredible. And I remember when he went, when he hit behind the trees there, you kind of got the feeling, oh, well, there it is, it's over. But I don't think that thought crossed his mind. Just made an incredible shot. And then you talk to him afterward, and I lead in talking about how miraculous it was. He says, well, you know, it looked harder than it was. And, you know, while I'm talking to him, you see other players, parents, fans going over to where he hit from, trying to look at the hole and see how he got it there. And, of course, you know, he's playing it down the whole time. And but that was Cullen. You know, that's him. Just an incredible kid.
Todd, your Cullen story?
Yeah, what a fun kid to be around, though, and talk to, and just an all-around great guy. And, Scott, you and I were down there when he signed with the University of Kentucky, and first time, it's happened maybe a time or two since, but this was the first time that anybody had ever had a signing ceremony, and they've got their family and friends there, and the place is packed, and he calls the media up to his table. And they actually have us all stand right there, sit beside Cullen.
We got our picture made with
him. Yeah, we had our picture made with Cullen, and, you know, I've still got that. I mean, that was a big deal. But when you think of Cullen, though, and the impact he had, just look at the Women's British Open. Sophia Popov, who won that thing, accepts her great big trophy with a blue ribbon on her cap for Cullen Brown, and her caddy and boyfriend is Max Malus, who played at the University of Kentucky with Cullen. And, of course, he's got his UK golf shoes on. And what a small world, but how many people Cullen Brown touched.
We share the same last name. We're not related. But we made it a point when we launched Your Sports Edge that when we had our first spotlight athlete, Cullen would be the first one. That was a no-brainer. And so we had tried to come up with a time. I wanted to follow Cullen around nine holes. I wanted to video him, interview him, you know, have him explain some shots or whatever. Well, Cullen's a busy guy, all right? You know, he plays in tournaments all over the United States. But Rodney and Emily made it a point to make time to where me and Josh could go to Mineral Mound. I think we got five holes in maybe, you know, but they still gave us five holes. And it was still some of the five funnest holes I've ever had on a golf course, and you just watch him hit shots effortlessly and put them right up there. You know, what you think about that one, Cullen? Ah, well, you know, we got to get better. You know, we can't leave putts, you know, that far away. And what I'm like, you're 4 foot away, you know.
But didn't he have the greatest demeanor for a golfer ever? I mean, yes, he was a great golfer, but that's not who he was. I mean, he just happened to be a great golfer.
Jackson Hill is Madisonville's top golfer. He was an eighth grader, qualified for the state tournament the first time. His first day there was in the group with Cullen. And I remember talking to either his coach or his father or someone with it, and he said that was the best thing that could happen to Jackson because they're telling stories. The whole time, Cullen's telling stories. And you wouldn't know that Cullen is going for the state tournament. It's not like three hacks that are 30 shots over and we're just telling stories to kill time. Cullen's going for the state tournament, but he's still telling about the time he barbecued at the church and the special rub that he uses on his pork. And, I mean, just it's put him at ease, and that's what Cullen did. He put him at ease. And so every time I go to the golf course, I think about that, and I'm just blessed that we got to share a little bit of time with him while he was here.
Go ahead.
That's it.
All right, the YourSportsEdge.com Fall Sports Preview, 6:32, 28 away from 7. Cross Country is next on the agenda when we come back here on WKDZ, WHVO, and WPKY.